Join the Power Up Today newsletter and win free books and more by texting the word Power Up to the number 42828. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to our iTunes page and remember to give us a review. And like us on our Designing Your Life Today Facebook page. Get the information you need to do life with power. Did you know that you're built by design to win? Life is too short not to make your dreams a reality. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, a podcast that provides simple strategies for goal achievement, more confidence, personal happiness, boosting your income, and building a quality lifestyle as an entrepreneur. Let's get started. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Wonderful Wednesday on Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. Hey, our topic for today is understanding why change is so hard. It is. It's hard sometimes, isn't it? Well, we're going to talk about that today because I am going to set you free. We're going to take some of the pressure off of daily living. Listen, I want everybody to understand that they are not here to just simply change. You're here to evolve. So that should take some pressure off right there, right? Of course. But before we get into our topic for today, today is Wonderful Wednesday. So I promised that I would have another giveaway for our 7th year anniversary on Designing Your Life Today. Our podcast has been out there sharing information to inspire, to enlighten, to help people get the information they need to not only design their life, but once you have the design, to take the right steps to create that life. Implement the right strategies to make it happen. Build that quality lifestyle that you know that you deserve. 7 years. How exciting is that? Also, I want to let you know that we are still working on some of the technical difficulties that we're having with our website behind the scenes, but it will be remedied shortly. At least I hope so. They've been working on it for a while. Strange. But we'll get it fixed. Hey, it's a man-made thing, right? So somebody out there knows how to fix it. So we're working on it. Anyway, let's get to the good stuff. The good stuff is that our next giveaway is, I am going to give away two $25 Amazon gift cards. Hey, now that's pretty good, right? But here's what it takes for you to get your name into the drawing. 107 of my books. It could be any one of the books that cost $7 or $14, but when we sell 107 of those books and get 28 reviews on iTunes, I'm going to give away two $25 Amazon gift cards. So all you have to do is call your friends and say, hey, this is a great book, assuming you've seen the book or read the book or you've listened to the podcast, so you get some good stuff from our podcast. So, of course, you know that the book is going to be good also. Keep in mind that when you are listening to this podcast, everything to you is absolutely free. For us, it's not free. We have to pay the cost to actually air this podcast, among other things that are involved in producing the podcast. So keep that in mind, and the monies from that will go towards keeping things going. So 107 books and 28 reviews on iTunes. The exciting part about the reviews is that the more reviews we get on iTunes, the more Designing Your Life Today can be discovered by others who are looking for goal achievement podcasts, for self-help podcasts, self-empowerment, motivational, inspirational, and we want them to be able to find us because you guys know we keep it very real. We keep it very nice, but also very real on our show. And we don't make you feel bad about being who you are or badly about being who you are. So with that being said, the reviews will help us to get found on iTunes. Okay, let's press on. 107 books, 28 reviews, and I'm going to give away two $25 Amazon gift cards. Now, I will say this. If we exceed the goal, yes, I'll give away a third $25 Amazon gift card. And who knows, I might throw some other perks in. I've been known to do that. But let's talk about our topic for today, because I don't want to keep you all day. We're going to talk about understanding why change is hard. First of all, when you stop and think about who you are, why you're here, what your life is all about, then you will understand kind of the role that becoming who it is you were meant to be or are meant to be. You will understand that role that what appears to be change plays in your life. We are taught that we have to make changes. We have to do things differently. We have to do all of these things that will make us better. The reality of it is you are already magnificent. You're already awesome. And if you're saying, well, if I'm so great, then why don't the circumstances of my life reflect that? Well, the circumstances of your life may not reflect that because you have not accepted that. So the main key is for you to practice acceptance. When you can start to accept certain things about your life, and these that, and we're talking about all good things. People have a tendency to accept the negative. So when you can accept all the good things about who you are, how you were made, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are a magnificent human being, that you are built by design to win, and that you are here to do life with power, when you can start to accept that, now something in you is going to open up and release the best that's within you. If you're working at a business, on your business, if you're working on a job, if you are really just looking at your life and saying, which way, what do I do? Start accepting the fact that you are amazing. Biblically speaking, the Bible tells us that we are like little gods. And I didn't say that. It's biblically speaking. It's in the Bible. So look it up and you'll see that you are not supposed to play small. You are not here to spend your whole life letting commercials and other people tell you that you're inadequate and that you're not good enough. You have everything that you need to succeed in life. And you say, well, wait a minute. If I wanted to go out and become an engineer, I don't have everything I need to succeed. Yeah, you kind of do. If that isn't true, it is truly your calling, if that's truly your passion, then you have the mindset, you have the mind power, the mental capacity to understand everything that goes into becoming an engineer. And it doesn't mean that you're just going to go to sleep and wake up and poof, everything's going to be in place for you. But it means that you have everything that you need to succeed. So you want to keep that in mind. And when you can do that, then you can take the pressure off of daily living. When it comes to kind of evolving into who it is you're meant to be, I want to make something clear. You guys know I always have my caveats. What I want to make clear to you is that doesn't mean that you're always going to achieve every single goal that you set. Can you achieve every goal that you set? It's a good, strong possibility that that's a yes. I'm not going to say no. I know people who would be bold enough to say that, but that's not my call. If you're setting a goal that's within your purpose and you're not achieving that goal, well, see, that means you weren't intended to achieve it, but what you choose to do to make it happen, whole nother ball game. Where I'm going with this is I'm trying to get across to you that you are here to evolve and that it's time to open up and let your magnificence flow through. I know it's not Magnificent Monday. Yeah, well, let your wondrous self flow through. I know it's Wonderful Wednesday. The best way to do that is to start to understand more about who you are. We have to understand who we are as human beings. And we're not our bodies. We're not our emotions. We're not just our minds. And we're not any of the structures or restrictions that we experience in our daily lives. You know, the structures that other people put on you that you absolutely hate. We're talking about going to a job that you don't like. This is not who you are, and it's not why you're here. The reality of it is you are an infinite part of the universe, the infinite part of the God force, using a physical form, which is your body, to experience spiritual development through what we call daily life. So in your daily living, everything that you encounter, everything that you go through, it is designed to teach you something, to guide you towards releasing, unleashing, opening up, and letting your higher self come forward. So you are here to evolve because it's already in you. Okay, so you don't have to go out and find it. Now, there are perhaps some things that you need to learn so that you can open up, such as listening to this podcast. And when you discover, wait a minute, so you mean to tell me that I don't have to become a whole nother person? You mean I don't have to get my nose done? I don't have to get my hair done? Okay, do your hair if you're female. I'm just saying, you know, if you guys check out my, this is off the subject, but I have to say this. If you check out my Pat Council speakers page on Facebook, you will see that hair is so not done. It's just pent up. I have no makeup on. I had to go to a Toastmasters meeting. And I've chosen to go early so that I can get my practice in because I've gone back into speaking. And so, and of course, continuing to teach seminars. And if you look at that picture, yeah. That reminds me, yeah, do your hair, kid. But anyway, back on track. Just thought you guys would get a kick out of that. Listen, here's the thing. You say, well, if I'm supposed to evolve, if I'm supposed to be this amazing person, why is it I don't already know everything it is I'm supposed to do, every path I'm supposed to take, everything I'm supposed to become? Well, first of all, if your mind, your feelings, and your emotions, if they actually knew the answers to all of this upfront, if they knew the nature of your amazing goal in life, then there would be no challenge. There's no quest. And of course, your evolution wouldn't happen. Then you wouldn't evolve into being this amazing person that you were intended to be. So it is important that you position yourself to take the journey. So does that take the pressure off? Or don't you say, no, that's putting the pressure on. No, listen, it takes the pressure off because when you realize that everything that you're going through is designed to teach you something, it's designed to help you to evolve into the person that you have laying dormant inside. When you realize that, now you're going to step up and step out and you're going to be more courageous. You are going to take certain things in stride. You're going to take that rude, obnoxious person who said something to you, and you're going to realize you're supposed to learn something from that. Now, whatever you're supposed to learn, there's several things you can learn. I'm not going to go into the different things that you can learn on this show, but we'll talk about it on another show one day. I've already talked about it, but this was several years ago where I talked about the value of having a tyrant, encountering a tyrant in your life, what you can learn from that. But we're going to talk about that from a different perspective on another show. So the point is that everything that you're going through is designed to teach you, you know, what are you made of? What you really want, and to expose the real you. And the only time we never get to that point in our life is if we just accept what's coming at us. We don't question anything, and or we cower down and refuse to take the journey. Now, I know it would be a lot easier if we knew all the answers up front. And the reality of it is, if you think about it, I mentioned your mind, your feelings and emotions, but I didn't mention your spiritual self. Your spiritual self knows the answers. And so the object of the game is, you guessed it, to become more spiritual, not religious. So not talking about you becoming more religious. Speaking of which, I want to remind you guys, I think I mentioned it on yesterday's podcast, but I want to mention it again. We have a new segment called Power Forward Sunday, and Power Forward Sunday is really a great segment. It's not about religion. It's not telling you how to be or what you shouldn't be. It's giving you information to help you discover your true spiritual self. So you guys want to check it out. And we're doing our first episode this Sunday. How exciting is that? The more spiritual you become, or you allow your spirit to become stronger, the more you will be able to tap into who you are already, not the person that someone else is going to turn you into, but who you are already. See, the thing about it is, if we knew in advance, you know, what this was all about and which roads to take, if you knew this in advance, you'd begin to favor one course of action over another. This is why sometimes, you know, the Bible tells us to stay away from psychics, because psychics, you know, will send you in one direction or a specific direction. And I'm sorry, but it's not that I don't believe in this. I believe in certain things. When it comes to our physical, or I should say our mental and spiritual capabilities, but I don't believe that another human being should be telling you which way to go. You already know the answers to that. So you would favor one course of action over another. You would intellectualize yourself into certain positions. And we've all, I'm going to speak for myself. I've done that. You know, when I knew how I wanted something to turn out, the outcome that I wanted, whether it was good for me or not, I would rationalize and intellectualize all the reasons why this is how it is supposed to be. So you'd intellectualize yourself into positions or feelings that you wanted to achieve, and your mind would dominate your every move. So your spirit would really take a back seat to the point where it would pretty much become non-existent. So evolution really doesn't work that way. See, that's why people spend a lot of time telling us that we need to change, because they don't understand that we already have what we need inside to achieve. We just have to position ourselves so that we can evolve into that. You can't overcome weaknesses by fighting it or thinking your way out of it. That's why every single year in January, the fitness centers, they offer you these specials to attend the fitness center. The our Weight Watchers and all of the different weight loss clinics, they offer specials because guess what? And guess what? They have a lot of repeat customers, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. So I'm not telling you not to go there. But what I'm saying to you is that these entities, they all come from a position of changing from the outside in as opposed to the inside out. See, evolution is about you changing from the inside out. And when you recognize that, then things become more permanent. Now, as I said, you can't overcome weaknesses by fighting it, by thinking your way out of it. You overcome a weakness by leaving it behind you. See, this is evolution. Evolution pushes us forward. So you leave it behind you. And this means that you become aware of the inner tendencies that bring you down, that don't support a belief in your destiny or your true calling, that don't endorse you loving yourself. Something that tells you that, hey, you're not good enough because you look a certain way, or you talk a certain way, or you behave a certain way. These things are all about something outside you telling you that you need to change. Peer pressure, okay, if you will. And there's more to it than peer pressure, but that just popped into my mind, so I thought I'd share that. But peer pressure. So, you know, you could just decide, you know, I don't want to be that anymore. You then move yourself out of the ways of the collective conscious into a discipline of power. So what that means is now from the inside, you've made a decision. This is not who I am. This is not who I'm going to be. This, I'm going to be this person. I'm going to live this lifestyle. I'm going to have this physique. Okay, now if you don't have the body type where you can wear a size 2 or 3, yeah, don't go that far. Okay, we're talking about falling in line with your purpose, falling in line with who you're intended to be. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about evolving, not totally restructuring every ounce of who you are, because on some level you convinced yourself that you aren't good enough. So when you understand that you are here to evolve and you can embrace that, and recognizing that even after you evolve from time to time, that you might drift back into being that person that you are not excited about. But once you decide on the side of strength, then the power of the universal law will always be with you to some degree. And at that point, it will always push you back to where it is you are destined to be. It will always push you back into a position of power. And I have to remind you one last time before we wrap up, it might be a battle at first, because your mind, it doesn't understand about universal law. That's why people who intellectualize everything sometimes get very disappointed when they encounter something that they cannot control in their life. Yeah, been there, done that. Okay. And then universal law, spiritual law steps in and they don't understand it. And it becomes something where they think it's not intended for them to have or to be or to do. So when you understand the power of the universal law, you're always going to go back to your position of power. You're going to always go back to a position of strength, And you're always going to go in the direction of a kind of energy that governs your potential. And you are going to be someone amazing because you're going to finally evolve into that. See, the amazing person that is you, the wonderful person that is you, the magnificent person that is you is on the inside of you, but you have to evolve into that person. Wow. Now that's fun. Now that's what we call lightening up. Okay. Stop putting all that pressure on yourself to change. Evolve into who it is you were intended to be. The Bible says we're fearfully and wonderfully made. So if that's the case, nobody's bad. Okay. Nobody. And we'll talk about that another day. Okay. No, I'm not living in a fantasy world. I know what's going on everywhere. People are stressed out. People are unhappy. People feel a sense of uncertainty. People are wondering what's coming next, what catastrophe is coming next. But the reality of it is when we all start to make that shift and get excited about evolving into the person that we already are on the inside, then the shift will happen and things will be a whole lot better. Listen, we are out of time for today. And I want to tell you guys on this wonderful Wednesday to remember to do life with power and pass it on to your friends. By the way, to make it easy for you, you can order the books through any bookstore, Barnes & Noble, but once we reach 107 books and 28 reviews on iTunes, then I'm going to give away two $25 Amazon gift cards. Now, the books, to make it easy, if you want to order the book, just go to amazon.com/author/Pat Counsel. You will see all of my books there in a row. And the books that qualify for this would be $7 and $14. Once you place your order, please send us an email. If you give us a review, send us an email and let us know what your review says. That way you will get in the drawing to receive the $25 Amazon gift cards. Remember, we still have our other contests going, and I'm guessing that we're going to have our website all fixed and ready to roll in the next couple of days. So all of this is going to be posted on our website and we're going to post it on our Facebook page. Hey, listen, you guys, enjoy this wonderful Wednesday and do life with power.